Ben's gaze locked on the navigation screen, and he eased them through the turn, bouncing off the pipe wall just once before he brought the capsule back under control. Almost instantly, another intersection appeared at the bottom of the display, along with a small inset schematic showing a tangled network of navigable conduits.
"It won't be long now, I guess,"
Vistara said.
"Only a couple of minutes," Ben answered. "We just crossed into the temple."
"Ben?"
Vistara asked. Her dream of making a life together outside the Jedi Order was as much a fantasy as had been those letters she had written to an imaginary loving father. But she had to know, to be certain, before the battle began. Ben deserved that much.
"Have you ever thought about not being a Jedi?"
"Sure," Ben said, surprising her. "But not since I was a kid."
"You didn't want to be a Jedi when you were young?"
Ben shook his head.
"Not at all."
He rolled the capsule up on its side, preparing to enter a riser pipe they were approaching.
"I was in shelter when Abeloth contacted the younglings."
"And you weren't affected?"
"Only because I withdrew from the Force."
Ben's gaze remained fixed on the display, and he seemed to be only half listening.
"I don't remember a lot about it."
"What about now?"
Vistara asked.
"Can you see yourself doing something else?"
Ben tipped the steering yoke away, his brow furrowing in concentration as he swung them into the riser.
"Why would I?"
A knell rang through the capsule as it slammed into the pipe. Then it hit the other side, and Ben cursed under his breath.
"I need to concentrate on piloting this thing. Can we talk about this later?"
No need, Vistara said. "It was a silly question anyway."
She had her answer, and it made her feel like a black hole inside. Vistara could never be a Jedi. Not in any true sense of the word. Ben could be nothing else. Their love had been doomed from the start, from 5,000 years before they were born. And now all that remained was for her to accept reality and find a way to survive without the Jedi to protect her from the Lost Tribe's vengeance. Fortunately, if it came to it, Vistara would have something to trade. At first, she had not understood the significance of the conversation between Master Skywalker and Basil Warf. Most young girls had secrets, so it had taken her a moment to grasp the significance of Amelia Solo's secret name. But Master Skywalker's reaction, and how quickly he had ended the conversation when he realized they were not alone, had certainly suggested to Vistara that Amelia's secret was one the Jedi themselves took very seriously. The final confirmation had been the wave of alarm she had felt when she rounded the corner and stepped through the door with Ben, when Master Skywalker, and even Ben to a certain extent, had realized what she had just overheard. After that, it had been a simple matter for Vistara to complete the puzzle. At the pool of knowledge, she had glimpsed enough of the face that High Lord Talon had seen on the Throne of Balance, and that glimpse had been enough to know that the Jedi Queen was a redhead who bore a striking resemblance to the Hapen Queen Mother, Tennel Ka. It was well known that Tennel Ka and Jacen Solo had been classmates at the Jedi Academy on Yavin 4, and the gossip media suggested they had remained friends until Jacen set fire to Kashyyyk. It was a fact that Tennel Ka had given birth to a baby girl named Alana, whose father she refused to identify. Alana had reportedly been killed during the Second Civil War, when Moffs attempted to assassinate Tennel Ka's entire family with one of their nanoviruses. At about the same time, the Solos had adopted a Force-sensitive war orphan of the same age. But most telling, now that Vistara thought back, was the day she had seen Han and Amelia together in a hologram. She had been aboard the Jade Shadow when Han Solo calmed to report that Leia had been arrested and Amelia had been in the hollow with him. Vistara had suggested that Han take the child along when he went to seek his wife's release from Chiefs of State Padnal Ovin and Wynn Dorvan. At the time, she had thought he was merely reacting to how cute Amelia was. But now she realized it was more than that. She had been reacting to a family resemblance. Amelia Solo had Han Solo's eyes and mouth. Even more telling, there was a hint of a crooked grin in Amelia's smile. Vistara closed her eyes and looked back in her memory, using meditation and the Force to sharpen her recall, to bring every detail of the little girl's head into clearer focus. And she saw the last bit of proof. Amelia's hair was not naturally black. It had red roots, golden red as a matter of fact. And golden red was the color of the Hapen Queen Mother's famous tresses. So Amelia Solo was destined to become the queen whom Lord Talon had seen in the Pool of Knowledge. The Skywalkers knew it. Basil Warve knew it. And now, Vistara Kai knew it too. For the time being, she would keep the knowledge to herself. Until she knew the circumstances of her new life, there was nothing to be gained by revealing it to anyone. And she owed it to Ben to hold the secret. At least until she could trade it for something very important, like saving her own skin.